You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
This should be an interesting one with her drinking.
Yeah, I'm apparently aggressive and mean or something when I'm drinking.
Who told you that?
And you guys said that before?
Yeah, I think you did say she was aggressive.
The night we went out, she got a little aggressive. Not aggressive like flirty aggressive, like aggressive like violent aggressive. Let's go kill somebody. Yo, guys, let's go kill somebody.
She doesn't flirt. If she wants your dick, she's just going to take it.
Pretty much. I don't flirt. I don't know how to flirt.
So how'd you get your current guy right now? You didn't flirt with him? You didn't
Everybody is attracted to Miss. It's not the other way.
No, I just asked him.
She looks like she could take a dick.
Yeah, pretty much. He had said that about me before, too.
What?
Like years before that.
Put those tits away. This is Africa.
When I first started working at my job, they were like, this one kid was like, oh, did you see the new girl, Missy or whatever? And he's like, yeah. He's like, she looks like she knows her way around the dick.
Wow. Some women pride themselves on their dick-taking abilities.
He's a good judge of character.
Apparently.
He nailed it on the head.
Yeah, yeah. Missy just oozes cocksucker.
I want to blow you.
Hey, this is Robert Kelly, and you're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on riotcast.com.
It'd be nice to have a blowjob. It would 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 be nice to have a blowjob from your mom.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And don't forget to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, and the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. And I'm Missy, Chris, Marco, and Fabio.
Hello.
Hello.
What up?
What's up, bitches? How is everyone?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Roasting.
Yeah, it's hot today in New Jersey.
Yes.
It's like 97,000 degrees out. Right?
I don't mind it.
I don't know if it's that hot.
I just spilled water all over me.
Missy's wet. What a surprise.
It is a surprise in a room with three fat guys.
Yeah.
That's true.
One hairy guy, one square-headed guy, and one symmetrical guy.
Yeah.
By the way, my girlfriend agrees with you. Not the symmetrical part. She thinks I would make the prettiest woman.
See?
And I was like, what the fuck?
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
Marco was salty about it.
I wasn't salty about it.
You were a little.
I think she's just biased, Marco. Don't worry.
I mean, come on. If she didn't say that, that'd be a problem.
No, she had her reasonings, but I think it's a biased reasoning.
What was her reasoning?
She said I was the only attractive one.
Oh! Did she really say that?
Not exactly like that.
I'm sure she said it in a nice way.
I feel like you are all...
She said I was the most attractive.
I feel like you're all resplendent.
You stupid lady. She's a malignant cunt.
That's what you get, I guess.
That's some balls, you know that?
She's a whore.
You're a wormy cunt sucker, you know that? That's because she's a slut. You little cocksucker.
Hilarious.
Poor slut bitch.
I don't know who we're talking about. I'm just going to let it go.
Marco, stop playing these sound bites.
It's not me.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Chris is the only one who plays sound bites here.
Liar.
Don't blame it on me.
A fucking whore.
I had something interesting happen to me today. I was driving back to the job and
it got canceled. Why is it Robert Kelly?
Really fucking funny.
What show you been on?
One that stays on more than a day. There was a chick following me. She was trying to flag me down. Well, I mean, she flagged me down, but I sped up. She was disgusting. She was absolutely disgusting. She had to be probably close to my age, maybe a little older, but she was like 300 pounds. And she was like waving in her speed bag arm was I was sitting there. I'm like, come on, man.
What, you think you were the Mr. Softy truck?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know how you can mistake the two. I wasn't eating ice cream, that's for sure. But, yeah, so she followed me for a good, like, 6 miles.
What?
Yeah, 6 miles.
6 miles.
That is a thirsty bitch.
Thirsty?
Yeah.
What did I have that she could drink?
Slang, never mind.
She's not getting my load.
You're saying she was a thought?
She was a thought.
What's a thought?
That hoe over there. Oh. Anyway, thirsty.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, it's exactly what it means. That. Thirsty means desperate.
Oh, she must have been.
Yeah. What the hell is happening
now? I was really pissed off because I'm like, not that I would expect, you know, like Kate Upton flagging me down, but why her?
Why 6 miles? Like, that's creepalicious.
What does she want?
Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't give her a chance.
You just never stopped?
No, as a matter of fact, I took the exit I wasn't supposed to take to get away from her. I made her think that I wasn't going to take it, and then I went over two lanes and right off the exit. It's like, fuck her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was really pissed off. I was just like, come on, man. This is not right. I was really, like, I was hiding. I wasn't looking at her. I was just, like, looking straight ahead.
Oh, yeah. She?
Gah, 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 gah,
did
gah.
You ever look over at her?
I did the first time because I thought maybe I was doing something wrong.
Right.
And I look over and then I just see.
Was she being like cute?
If fat ugly girls could be cute.
But I
guess.
Mean, like, how was she acting? Like, waving wise? Like, was she frantic or was she like trying to be like sexy?
I think she was trying to be sexy.
Oh,
she was like winking.
That's awesome.
She was winking and she was waving. Yeah, it was pretty nasty.
That is
You're
awesome.
A big, fat, curly headed fuck.
That's She's creepy, just, though.
And she must have been like a healthcare worker because she had a.
Scrubs on her.
She
something?
Had like a scrub top, but it was like floral pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And she just looked like a big garden driving a car, you know?
Like a tablecloth.
Yeah, exactly. Like a tablecloth.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Was it pastel-y? I don't know why.
No, it was like a white background and I saw like, I think purple or blue flowers. I couldn't tell because once I saw what she was doing, I like took off.
Really?
Yeah.
She was really fat?
Yes. Yeah. Her arms alone, you could tell.
Oh my God.
And her gut like was close to the steering wheel bottom. You know what I mean? Cause I'm sitting up
all the way back.
I'm sitting up high. I'm in a 10-foot truck. So I'm sitting up high and I look down and I'm like, fuck. And I just keep driving. I'm just like, oh, fuck this.
That sucks. So it was a bruise to your ego?
No, it wasn't a bruise to my ego, but I would rather nothing at all happen, which is the norm, you know, and just let me go about my day than something like that because it was like scarring me. It was affecting me all day today. I'm just like, am I that ugly? Like, why do girls that unattractive think I'm gettable? That's what I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't.
You're a little.
Hey, fuck you.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
They think because you're with.
Fat. Yeah.
Fuck they, you. You ate all the food.
They don't realize that, you know, just because we're fat.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're
going to stoop.
Well,
to our
not
level.
Only that, there's more than that from a girl's perspective, especially like a heavy girl.
Right.
They sometimes, a lot of girls that I know that are bigger have no shame.
They go for black guys.
Yeah. Well, no, they go for black guys, white guys, whatever. They'll go for anything.
Right.
And they don't really care because it's like, fuck it.
Chuckle
you know what I mean? They'll try and get with any guy. Right. Hot, medium, right. Hotness.
Right. They got a lower batting average than Chase Utley.
Yeah. Like, they just try. And, like, rejection becomes second nature, so it doesn't affect them as much anymore.
So they'll fuck anybody, basically?
Pretty much.
There you go, Chris.
Chris.
Call one of them girls up. You're in.
Yeah, I have some standards.
Oh, are any of them good looking?
I mean,
no, that's not a good answer.
I mean, I'm not friends with them really, but
they're fat. Of course, you're not friends with them.
There you go.
But
fat girls aren't real people.
But they're not. I don't know. They're like, I don't know. They're not ugly. They're just not.
Are they in your Snapchats?
No.
Okay.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, of course not.
No.
You don't want to be seen with fat people.
I don't see, like, I'm not saying that should never happen to any one of us, but I guess the surprise of it really affected me because it was like, you know, it was a beautiful day out today with the exception of the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just enjoying today. And then that happened and I was miserable. And it just bothered me. It kept creeping into my mind. Like,
what bothered you about it?
Just like, you know, of all the people on the road, of all the women on the road, mm-hmm. this is the one that wants my attention.
Right.
And I'm not even saying that if...
Well, a hot chick's not going to fucking chase you down.
Let me tell you something. I got some stories for you. If you think that doesn't happen, it happens. It just doesn't happen to me. one of the guys I work with, he stopped at a Wawa, and this chick was tailing him for a few miles and actually stopped at the Wawa to go in there and give him her phone number.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Is this the one with the bed that hops or the bed with the...
Hop. He doesn't brew beer.
Oh.
No, I know what you mean. No, not him. Another guy.
Switches.
Actually, damn. And this guy isn't, you know, he's like an average Joe, kind of beer belly.
I just
belly-ish.
Think it's crazy to follow somebody.
That's really popular right now, dad bod.
Oh, here we go with that again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's probably.
We already talked about Transformers last week. We have to talk about more robots this week.
No, dad bod is just a normal guy's body. Yeah. It's trendy right now.
Well, that's good.
I guess.
Apparently, I have a mother's body, mom bod.
Nope.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It makes me feel shitty.
Did it
about
ruin
myself.
Your day?
Kind of, yeah. It really brought me down. I was a
just
little
just because she was ugly.
Yeah, I mean, she was really.
But don't ugly girls hit on you all the time?
But yeah, but I mean, she was really ugly, and she was really big. Like she couldn't even if she was fat, but had a cute face. I'd be like, it wouldn't bother me. I'd just be like, whatever. You know, it's not like I was going to stop anyway, regardless. Like I said, it doesn't matter who it was. I wasn't going to do anything.
Right.
You know, but it just makes you feel good. It pumps up your ego, not yeah. totally diminishes it, you know, but if she had a nice body and ugly face, again, it's like, eh, whatever. You know, you just move on. No biggie.
Yeah.
But this is like the double-edged sword.
Because it's an ugly fat bitch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you added bitch, but yes, that's whatever. A triple. Well, no, she probably was. The way she drove, she drove like one, you know, like
she
a crazy.
Thirsty.
She was thirsty as hell.
Well, fuck,
fuck up.
Sorry, it's my thirsty. Soda fountain is for up. One person.
So anyway, I mean, I don't know. I don't ever get sad if an ugly guy hits on me.
No, but you run when fat guys hit on you.
I don't run if that fat guy hits on me.
She thinks they can't catch her.
I just don't care.
She always has
way.
A pocket hot dog and throws it on the floor and runs.
I'm like, there you go.
Go get it. Go get it, boy. Yeah, it was really disturbing. Cause you know, sometimes if I'm at someone's house, you know, there'll be women that answer the door in like, you know, their pajamas or negligees, and it's like, whoa, you know, like a buddy of mine, he went to a washy washy, not for leisure, for work.
Okay.
And a fucking Asian chick answered the door with see-through bra and panties on. And yeah. And he was really like, he was thrown for a loop. I mean, he was like, I don't know what I should do. I'm like, you should have fucked her. You got your dick tucked. That's what you should have done.
Jesus.
I found out today that one of our delivery drivers, he's been out. He's not he is a bigger guy. And
I'll just say it.
And I found out that he has a crush on me today, and I was like flattered.
He wants to crush you?
I thought that was sweet. I was like, that's nice. Like, oh, he's a nice guy. I like him. That's what I told the other guy.
The guy you fucked instead of him.
But I was like, I thought it was sweet, so I don't know. He's not ugly, though.
I didn't think I was either.
Marco, does it bother you like that if a fat, ugly girl tries to get your attention?
I don't think it bothers me as much as it bothers Bob.
Well, you're married with a kid, so your life is different.
Over.
Well, I mean, it's just different. Like,
did it ever?
Nah. I just kind of blew it off.
But you know what, though? I guarantee you this. Yeah. If it's a hot girl that's, like, you know, chasing you down, mm-hmm. that would make your day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you still have some life left.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, like, you know, you still have some.
It wouldn't drain me for the rest of the day.
No, I mean, you know what I mean, you have something to go home to. I don't. But, yeah, it really bummed me out. And I was kind of, you know, like, I kind of checked out for the day, you know, like,
Yeah, I, you know, I was down the shore. I was walking on the boardwalk, and I was caught behind a fat, like a really obese woman. And
obese?
I'm, yeah. Huge.
What are you trying to be, PC?
She was fat.
A big fat pig. Go ahead.
A big fat pig. And, I mean, she didn't like stare at me. It was nothing like that. But you know what got on my nerves?
Mm.
Is the sound of her flip-flops. Just.
It sure wasn't her thighs.
It could have been. Listen. The boards, it was wild. The boards were
screaming.
Help! Hand to God, the boards were moving when she was walking.
Oh,
and it sounded like it was like a big octopus.
Like, yes. Like the suction cups?
Yeah, the suction.
I hate that.
It was so fucking loud. And I'm like, this can't be her flip-flops, can it? Screaming for help. That was my fat chick running this way. I couldn't get around her. She was so big.
No.
So we ducked in a store and just kind of waited it out. Yeah, we had to wait it out. And of course, she was down at the Coors ice cream shop right down the street. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to the normal where women don't even know I exist.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same.
See, it's always the norm, and if it's one thing or the other, it's decent looking women only notice me when I'm with my girlfriend. Because then it's an enigma.
Right.
It's because it's like, what is he like?
Or is it like a Cinderella thing?
How much did he pay for her?
Yeah. He has a Cinderella belly. It turns to cock at midnight. and then if it's, you know, if I'm by myself or if I'm with friends, if a girl hits on me, it's usually one that even if I was single, I wouldn't pay any attention to, you know, and it's like, you know, like, ugh. You know, to each their own. I mean, everyone, you know, reacts a certain way. But for me, I don't know why, but I get kind of angry about it. Like,
yeah,
creeped
it doesn't,
out.
It doesn't bother me unless I'm having just like a really shitty day.
And God forbid I'm drinking.
Like, if I have a really bad day and then something like that happens, I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But like normally,
well, that's how I felt today.
Normally, it just doesn't like. I mean, I kind of like. A little kind of towards what Missy said, like you kind of feel a little flattered that.
Not me.
But at the same time, like if I'm having a really bad day and I'm like, oh, and this fat bitch.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I just don't like if it's, rude. Like I'll be flattered if anybody hits on me.
Show us your tits.
No, like, I mean, that is always rude. But like,
the milk's gotten bad!
What just happened to me like literally an hour ago? I stopped at Wawa by my house. To get food, and then I always stop home and eat with my roommate. And I was standing in line. Well, like I walked in, and this guy, like you know, snapped his neck to look at me, and I was like, whatever. So I didn't pay attention to it. I was just like, whatever, that happens, you know. Ordered my food, and then he was like in line. He was staring at me, and he had glasses on, like sunglasses.
Mm.
And he was an older dude, probably like 45 or something. Mm. And he was
God forbid, a senior citizen.
And he was short, and he had like
at 35, you can't call a 45-year-old girl or a guy older.
Well, he's older than her,
but
she makes it sound like he's like 60,
yeah.
75.
Yeah. Like he wasn't my age. He was
when you're in your 20s, a 45-year-old's older.
Yeah.
You know what?
He's
I can
your
say
age.
Whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah,
so.
She can say whatever she wants. Missy, no fault of yours for this one.
Yeah, Chris, stop nitpicking.
All right.
Just because she
continue your story, older girl.
Just because she looks 45 doesn't mean she has to feel
all
that.
All right, fuck all of you.
But I look like her, I put a 45 in my mouth.
Shut the fuck
whoa.
Up.
Whoa.
Whatever. Ooh. I look good. I look good. So anyway.
It just got a little awkward in here.
It's fine. Awkward turtle. So I go up to pay for my food and he's standing in front of me. He's like the next person in line, but the whole entire time he's been facing not the side of the cashier, facing like where I
right.
was walking around
your
and
airspace.
Shit.
Airspace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I walk up next to him and he's still staring and he's like.
Through the sunglasses, like. Thinking that you couldn't figure it out.
No, he's blatantly staring at me like this.
Uh-huh.
And then I like look over at him and he goes like this.
And he gave you the up and down?
He gave me the up and down and he kept doing it. And the people in front of me were the people.
You're a creepster.
Yeah. The people in front of him were waiting to like pay for gas and the gas attendant. So it took longer than it should have.
Right.
So we're standing there for like 5 minutes and he keeps doing it. And I'm like side eyeing him and I'm like, and I was like, what the fuck is your problem?
You said that?
Yes.
Nice.
And he was just like, well, he's like, what? You look good. And I was like, don't stare at me like that. Like, that is so rude.
Get away from me.
Yeah. I was like, stop, seriously. And then, like, his friends, like, walked in. Like, he paid for his, he got one black and mild. He paid, his friends came in, which they were younger. They were definitely younger than me.
Right.
And then they were all standing there staring at me. And they're like, bye, sweetie. And I was like, you are a weirdo.
Fuck off.
I was so angry about it. And I, like, was pissed off. I grabbed my fucking chicken fingers and I ran. I was like, fuck you. But, like,
she grabbed
that,
her SpaghettiOs and bolted.
Yeah, that wasn't flattering. That was
It's creepy.
Rude.
That's creepy, though.
Yeah.
That's more of a creep factor.
And it was rude.
Yeah. I mean, I never had to worry about that. The only time I worried about that is when I got hit on by a tranny in Atlantic City. That was creepy. That was real creepy.
That is creepy.
But, yeah, I got hit on by my own Bruce Jenner. 5 o'clock shadow, evening gown, wig.
No.
Fucking, yeah.
Was it like a prostitute? Or
no,
what?
No. We were... This is like, I think it was around 2000, 2001. We were in AC. There was a place called Studio 6 back in the day. Okay. It was a nightclub, but it was like Studio 54. It was made like that. So you have all kind
all
of walks
of
life. Right. And, you know, I went with my girlfriend, her boyfriend. It was like a bunch of us. It was all couples. Cool. And when it was my turn to buy the round, I went to the bar and this fucking 6'5" dude in a red dress. Like, kind of leans in. Hey.
Hey, baby.
And I'm like, whoa.
Whoa, transvestite, back off.
Yeah.
Did you have a conversation with him?
I just said I don't play for your team.
Oh.
He's like, how do you know you never tried? I'm like, well, I'm not about to start now.
Yeah, and then, like, they like when people are persistent.
They think that, they think I'm, like, hiding it.
Yeah.
Like, they want to try and get it out of me.
You're like, you don't even know me.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
On.
It's like, what do I look like one? Like, I don't get it. Like,
yeah, you don't exude. Tranny.
No.
He thought I was gay. Obviously, I wasn't. I wasn't wearing a fucking dress.
I was looking like a pretty woman that night.
Yeah, I was just like, nah, dude, I don't play for your team. I was trying to be nice about it, you know?
Mm.
And then it got really uncomfortable because after I said it, he wouldn't walk away. He just sat there at the bar next to me, just staring.
No, like see, that's when you go,
I can feel his eyes undressing me.
He's got to be used to getting turned down, right? I mean.
No, it probably works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Works on who?
He looked like William he looked like William Dafoe with a fucking dress on and a 5 o'clock shadow. Like,
yes.
What's funny is he had like a V cut in the front of the dress. But it was like a man chest. There was no.
His hamburger.
He didn't even put. No, it was. Yeah, it was bare.
Yeah.
But it was all red. I guess he got real sunburned. It was in the summertime.
Right.
So I'm just sitting there. I'm like, this guy's a fucking train wreck. You're the worst trainee I've ever seen. Like, you would never make it an entourage, you know? And it's unreal. It wasn't like. It wasn't like a Bailey J. It was more of like, you know.
A man in a dress.
Right. It was like Beetle Bailey. Yeah. You know, it was bad. It was a dude in a dress. And it was just so fucking awkward. And it got to the point where, of course, after a couple drinks in me, I got like violent about it. Cause every time I go back to the bar, he would fly right up to me.
There was this really annoying lesbian last night that kept hitting on me, and she was so fucking rude. At first, she was really cute. She was like butch-like lesbian. So, but no, which I don't necessarily like, but she had a pretty face. Like,
Chaz
cool.
Bono.
Yeah, she kind of looked like Chaz Bono. No, she didn't.
Kevin James.
Like, no. But she was so fucking obnoxious, and I guess that was like the way she hits on people.
Right.
But she's like, why do you keep going on your phone? And like, she's
like
that.
Melissa McCarthy with short hair in the heat.
Kind of. Yeah,
she had the same outfit. That
what did she
biker
say? Why you keep getting? Why? Did she,
why? She kept getting on my case for going on my phone, and she wouldn't stop.
Like every
she
Thursday
like,
night.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I didn't even take my phone out of my purse, douches. So anyway, they fucking. She like I think that was her way of flirting because like at the end then she was finally like, oh, like you should take my number down, or she's like, you should take my number, and I was like, oh, I'm trying not to go on my phone that much. Like being a bitch. I was such a bitch to her by the end because she was ripping into me. And I was having a conversation more with her friends than her. And she was just like, oh, you're always on your phone. I was like, I'm talking to your friends. Like, I don't know what your problem is. Like, you need to calm the fuck down. But she was rude. So that's another thing, hitting on you and trying to be flirtatious, but being mean.
It's like that fifth grade.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like,
she was,
girl,
it was like she was picking
her hair
on me.
Yeah.
She was like picking on me. She's like, oh, what's so important? Yeah. I'm like, it's not, It's not your fucking business.
Oh, what happened to your face? Down. You want to fuck?
She was. And yeah. She definitely, she's like, well, look me up on Facebook. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. I was like, you're a bitch. She was a bitch.
Sounds like it.
But she was, but that didn't ruin my night. Like, the fact that she was hitting on me and she was a bitch, it ruined my night that she was a bitch. I wish she just wouldn't have been a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Or rude. I just don't want people to be rude. Right. Don't be rude. Be nice. Like, right. What's wrong with that? Most guys are nice. Most guys aren't creepy.
They're looking for the puss.
Yeah, but you don't have to be creepy.
No, I get it. You don't have to be creepy.
You can catch more fucking flies with honey than vinegar. You know?
I'm so glad you got that out right. I was waiting for some sort of train wreck to start.
Which
you catch more flies with stinky diapers than you can with... Actually, technically, you can catch more flies with shit than honey.
Yeah, that's like a joke on Big Bang.
Is it?
Yeah, and they're saying you can catch even more with manure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just go with shit.
There you go. PC version. But yeah, that sucks that it ruined your day, but...
I mean, I'm okay now, but it did bother me for a while. It's just like, why me? You know, there's tons of people on the fucking road. Go chase them.
You should have threw food at her car.
I don't have fucking food with me, dude. How fat do you think I am? Kind of a fucking animal, do you think? Like, I bring, like, hibernation food with me when I go to work. Start throwing, like, jerky at her and fucking sandwiches. And
you don't bring a grab bag so when you're driving you could just...
I didn't think I needed something like that. Like, my job doesn't require me to be around bears. So, I didn't think I needed like a survival food bag.
Oh, here's a shorty hoagie.
Yeah.
Go to the next one.
No, I have my coffee and I have like a little, what do you call it? Like a two things of bottled water in my bag in the back. And it's just like, yeah, I mean, I could throw the bottles. But then I'd probably get arrested.
You should have just screamed that or something. Or just been like, I'm gay.
Yeah, that would be great. Me fucking yelling out of a truck, I'm gay. I don't think it would
have. It was a joke, asshole.
I don't think it would have stopped her.
Probably not. She'd be like, I'll convert
you. She was on a mission.
Yeah, she followed you for 6 miles. That's insane.
Yeah, I clocked it. I was like, it could have been more because when I started looking, I'm like, all right. I looked at the mile marker on my odometer, and then by the time I got off the exit, I was the one who cut it off because I took the exit. I'm like, I don't care if it's going to take longer.
Did you, like, look back and say, like, no?
I kind of glanced because I went off the exit real fast, and I almost drove off of it. Like, you know, it was winding around, and I was getting real close to the edge. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And I kind of glanced to the side and just kind of saw it, you know. It's all the
like
car.
Pouting, like
yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just so fucking brutal. It's like, so nasty.
And winking, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was so creepy. It's just like.
That is so creepy. I would be terrified if someone did that to me. Followed me for 6 miles.
Yeah.
That would be terrifying.
Yes, it would be terrifying. It would be terrifying.
It's terrifying.
And it's even though it was someone I know I could probably overpower, it's still kind of terrifying because it's like, look at this psycho. Like I kept thinking to myself, like, this bitch is crazy. She's driving like an animal because I'm weaving in and out of traffic and she's doing the same fucking thing. And I'm like,
maybe she was
what
drunk.
What the fuck? No, I don't think she was drunk. Not at fucking 10:30 in the morning.
You never know.
But it was just creepy for me. Or not creepy, but it was just a downer. It was just like, wow, look at this fucking, like an animal escaped from the zoo, stole a car, and followed me for 6 miles. On the fucking blue route. Like, Jesus Christ. Get away from me. Get away. I was leaving like the Villanova area. Got on the blue route, heading back towards the airport. Just follow me on blue route. I'm just going, in and out. I'm like,
she was stalking.
Oh my God, dude. And all I had to do was go straight and get on 95. And I'm like, this bitch is not going to let up. So the last second I took the fuck is it? The media exit. I was like, fuck it. You know, just went that way to turn around and got back on.
The old head fake.
Figure it out. And I was worried too, because when I got back on the blue route, I'm thinking this bitch is probably parked on the side of the road waiting to see if that's what I'm doing. You know? And she's going to, you know, resume the fucking chase.
So creepy.
That would be fucking weird.
That is creepy.
It's so that's creepy to follow somebody like that.
That is so bad.
6 miles plus is a long way to
go. That's a long time.
I mean, granted, it's a straight road for the most part. I mean, she probably had to go, you know, into Philly. So she really doesn't have another choice, but still to be like literally following me to try to get the side of me.
There's a huge difference between driving on the same road for 6 miles and this bitch following
flashing
you.
The lights.
What did she think is going to happen?
I don't know. She probably thought I'd get out the car and give her a mercy fuck.
Or a Twinkie.
No. Oh, I didn't have Twinkies. So.
You got any food in your truck?
Yeah. That's yeah. She probably looked at me and was like, "He's got food.
He's definitely got food.
I need a road snack. Pull over. Pull over. I need a road snack. What do you got in there? You have to have
Make
something.
Some blueberry pancakes right now.
Excuse me. Do you have a sandwich I can have? What the fuck?
I bet I could call up some of them greens.
And there was nothing that I was doing that gave her the impression that I was eating. I had both hands on the steering wheel. At one point, I lit up a cigarette when I thought the danger was over. And then here it comes. Now it's on the right side. First it was on the left side. Then she came up on the right side. Beep, 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 beep. I'm like, maybe you want to. I wanted to flick my cigarette at her. And just hopefully the cherry like burns her eyeball and she drives off.
Maybe she just wanted to give you a package to deliver.
No, she wanted a package.
She wanted the package. Yeah.
No, she didn't. No, because people do that all the time. People try to stop me to see if they'll take, you know, Volte, and I say no.
But not in the middle of fucking Blue Route.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
She wants the fucking sausage.
Yeah. Damn. It couldn't be like, you know, a hot chick who just, you know, two hot girls and one girl in the passenger seat just shows her titties. That would make my day, you know? But no, it's got to be this chick, and she's got a tit hanging out of her sleeve. It looks like an old sock. Filled with jello. So nasty.
You right, miss?
Oh, man, that was so funny. I couldn't breathe at one point. And I was picturing it all in my head.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a visual of it.
I will happily pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today, sir.
I had a good visual because I know the area, so I'm like, I'm just picturing you just.
Oh, dude, it was at one point I got on the shoulder.
Oh,
you're like rumble strips.
Yeah. That probably was really attractive to her. My face was probably jiggling. Yeah, it was, and it's fucked up because she had a fucking, what do you call it, Mustang. She was in a Mustang.
Really?
Yeah.
Driving with her belly?
Yeah. No, no bullshit. Her belly was 3 inches from the steering wheel at the bottom. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, good.
At least it wasn't touching it. Could have been worse. It could have been like.
No, that would have been better if it was touching it. She probably wouldn't have been able to keep up. She was maneuvering pretty well. You would think that there was, you know, a fucking, there was like a hoagie hanging out the back of my truck and she was following it. It's amazing. I laugh too. It's funny. It's like as a fat person, I still laugh at other fat people, especially when they're so big for their car. It looks like a hot air balloon is inside the car and someone's inflating it. Like there was one dude who literally was in like a Tercel or something, and he was too big for a tank.
A Tercel.
He had like a small fucking Toyota, and I'm like, and one side just tilted so bad.
That sucks.
His driver's
side.
That's
like a 90 smart car.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was so bad. It was like, wow, look at this guy. And, you know, he only drives with one hand because one big-ass arm is hanging out the window. And he's, like, using his two fingers to turn the steering wheel. It's just like, jeez.
He had to cut the front seat out, sit in the back.
Yeah. Yeah, take it off the track.
Wouldn't it be difficult for a fat person to drive a Mustang?
I don't know. I never drove a Mustang. I couldn't give you the insider scoop.
I feel like they're small inside.
A Mustang? No, they're not that small.
Not as small as you think.
Yeah. No. They're like a mid-size.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a compact car. Like yours is a compact car. Your car is probably smaller inside than
a Mustang.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I would say it's more like Marco's size car.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The back seat's probably no leg room, but that just means that the front is even more, you know, open. But it's funny because her passenger seat was all the way back, and her seat was kind of up a little bit, so you can see like the actual side of the seat.
Mm-hmm.
But she was so close to the steering wheel, her like belly would almost touch.
Yes.
And it's like
she's like a dinosaur, real fat with real short arms.
No, her arms weren't short. She was like, oh god, it was like an airbag went off in her fucking arm.
Oh,
I'm picturing her looking like Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Yeah,
I don't know what she looks like.
That's what I'm picturing.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what she looks like.
I hate to admit
no, she kind of looks like,
you, but
you know who she kind of looked like? She kind of looked like, do you remember the chicken entourage that was the publicist?
Yeah.
Okay, but really heavy. Like, oh, really
she had
heavy.
Dark hair.
She almost looked like Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah, she had dark hair.
Oh.
She almost looked like Rosie O'Donnell.
Jeez.
Very similar to Rosie O'Donnell. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, she's trying to get out of there.
What if it was Rosie?
Pull over. I was kicking packages out of the truck to make it lighter so I could gain more speed. I don't need this. Fucking unreal.
Jeez.
Yeah, it sucked, man.
It's funny as fuck, though.
Yeah.
It's good that you can laugh about it now.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to cry about it. I did that in the truck when I got away from her. When I pulled when I got off the exit, I stopped the truck and started crying like, oh my god, I'm afraid for my life. It's like I had the kind of feeling that a person would feel if they got out of water before a shark attack happened.
Like the adrenaline rush?
Yeah. It was. I did have an adrenaline rush because I felt like I was being chased by this woman.
You were being stalked.
You were being
chased. Yeah, and I was
you were like, prey.
I was sitting there and I'm like, I gotta get out of here. Like, and the truck I drive doesn't have much power and it's got a governor on it, which means that it only goes up to 74 miles an hour.
Oh shit.
She had a fucking Mustang.
So
it was
ready.
Up to me to just bob and weave. People were probably reporting me. I'll probably go into work tomorrow and hear a shit ton of fucking.
Just
like,
say you were running for your life,
yeah,
man.
I was running for my life. There was a woman salivating. She was looking at me like a Thanksgiving Day turkey.
Oh, man.
It was so fucked up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
If anything like that ever happened to me, it would
I'll give her credit. She had tenacity.
She did.
But she should change that. She should focus tenacity on losing some weight. You know what I mean? Change that tenacity.
I agree.
And maybe.
No. She could have been skinny. Her face was beat.
Yeah, but even if the face is beat and she's skinny, she's fuckable.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter to me. I'm with somebody.
No, with somebody
I'm not
else
saying you would have pulled over and fucked her. I'm just saying.
Then you
that you would never had the
you
story.
You wouldn't have been as fearful.
No, I wouldn't have been as fearful. Right. I felt like I was running from a bear. Like I was running for my life.
Get away.
Yeah, it was. I just hope that doesn't happen again. Ever. I've had people yell at me because, like, sometimes my truck shoots out black smoke. Something's wrong with it.
Okay.
And the mechanics at the job, they don't fix shit.
Oh.
So when I start the truck and I'm hitting the gas, it looks like the Pope fucking died. There's black smoke leaving a cloud, you know. And people think I don't know. They think I'm fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So they beep the horn like, you got black smoke coming out of
and
your
you're
truck.
Like, oh,
like
thanks
no
so much.
Shit, fucker. Like, what do you think? You think I'm, you know, fucking retarded? Like, of course, I see it in the rear view. Like, I see this huge black cloud following me, like, every day. And it's just like, but this one is actually coming from the truck. It's not just, you know, karma, the karma cloud. I was giving it too much gas at some point because it would puff out black smoke. I was trying to use that as a diversion.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Bond car. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I was hoping I had a button that just like tax came
oil
out
slick.
Of the car. Yeah, oil slick something.
Like you were summoning the lost monster, smoke monster?
Not at all.
Yeah. what the fuck was that?
Went from Mission Impossible Bond stuff to just crazy loopy madness.
What the fuck?
Shut up! Yo, what is this bitch tripping about? Fuck you!
Oh my god.
You fucking nerd.
Yeah, no shit.
You and your mom are hillbillies.
Kind of like the lost monster. I don't even know what you said anymore.
The smoke monster.
The smoke monster in Lost. What the fuck are you talking about?
I guess you guys didn't watch Lost.
No. And if I did, I don't think that was a good reference after what we were just saying.
Oh my God, it is a perfect reference.
We're talking about like Bond car type gadgets, and you were like,
smoke monster.
Even if you said Inspector Gadget gadgets, would have been good. You were like, smoke monster from Lost.
What? You're dumb.
What are you talking about? What the hell is wrong with you?
Fuck. Jesus. I don't know anything.
Jesus Christ. Came out of nowhere.
Fuck. My stomach hurts.
You're an idiot.
I find it very hard to believe that one day my brain won't work anymore. Oh, man. Bitches are wildin'. Yeah. That's fitting, for sure.
Missy is wildin'.
What else is new?
Not so much.
Holy moly.
When you got free from it, were you like, freedom?
No, I was relieved, except that, like I said, I was going off the exit so fast that I was a little nervous for a second. I had like a mini panic attack / heart attack because I thought I was going to drive off the fucking road just to get away from her. I'm sitting there, I'm like, I almost killed myself to get away from this woman.
It sounds like something my brother Billy would have done. Honestly.
Oh, Billy.
Yeah, it was a little fucked up.
It's funny as shit.
Yeah. I mean, now it's kind of funny, but it is. I mean, I guess if you picture it, while it was happening, it wasn't funny. I'm just like, oh! Like I was, you know, terrified. I was totally terrified. I was like, oh my God. But, now it's just like, yeah, it's kind of funny. If you look on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
But when you're on the inside, you're like, you know, you're like sharding, trying to get away from it. Like, oh God. Sucks, man. Sucks.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, if it was like a good looking girl, you know, it would have been like, cool, made my day, you know, make you feel a little bit better. No, she dropped me down like 10 pegs today. I'm just like, oh my God, like I almost look like a fucking Picasso. It's like Sloth looking at Sloth with a wig is what it was like. Baby Ruth.
Sloth loves Chunk.
Yes, that's right. I was sure Chunk. Does. I was the adult Chunk. And Sloth with a wig was chasing me. Yeah, like I didn't know. First, I didn't think she was winking. I thought she was like brain damaged. I was like, that was the worst.
You're like, are you having a stroke?
You ever see like the worst wink in the world? Like, you know, it wasn't natural. It wasn't like that.
Oh, me. I have the worst wink in the world.
I was like,
do it.
I can't wink for shit.
God, wink.
What the fuck was that?
What
do
you have, Bell's palsy? What the fuck happened?
That was a stroke.
I can't even do it with this one.
You are seriously retarded.
I can't wink. I've tried so many times. It's so hard.
Can you just do that? You have no control of your eyes? You have no control of your eyes.
No.
So how did you realize you have the worst wink? Did you wink at somebody and they were like, what the fuck?
This little kid, he was like 3 years old. He would always wink at me all the time. So I finally did it back one day. And
this is what his response was.
That weird thing in your head, an aneurysm.
And everybody that was around had this similar reaction to what you guys just did. And they were like, what the fuck was that? And I was like, I'm just never winking. I'm like, mentally retarded. Yeah, it's not sexy. I look like an asshole. So I have the worst wink in the world.
You guys both. Actually, I'd like to see a wink off between you and the woman that was chasing me today. It'd be pretty interesting.
I'll probably win.
I don't know, man. Hers was
like
really
twitched.
Bad. It was hard to concentrate, too, with her windsock flapping in the wind.
A wink off.
Yeah, I suck. I'm not good at it at all.
Mm-mm. No, you're not.
Yeah, if you ever want to turn a guy off, definitely do that.
Or all speak.
Right, good to know. Oh, okay. Or that.
Or show up. No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus.
I'm kidding. Just playing.
What, it wasn't like
endearing at all?
No, you honestly look retarded.
It was endearing, kind of like...
Like, oh, she's special.
Yeah, special like retarded? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I don't ever do it. I don't ever wink.
I can see why.
Yeah.
Don't.
I don't even know if it's a turnoff more than that. Oh, something's wrong with her. Somebody call somebody. Call a paramedic. She's stroking out right now.
That's what it feels like when I even try and do it.
You're like, you started out good. You started to close your eye, and you were like,
she's got Down syndrome.
Like half of her face turned into the Scream movie mask.
Aww.
Do you have feeling over your eye because you got that stupid thing there? I mean, can you? Is that why?
No, I just don't know how to control my eye.
Stupid thing. The door knocker?
No.
The piercing?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. I've never been able to wink my whole life.
That stupid thing.
Marco, subtle is your specialty.
Some people just don't know how to wink. Right?
That's true. Yeah.
You're the first I've really met that.
If I practiced, I could probably get good at
it. I'm sure. Practice hard.
Yeah, start with the winking. Don't worry about English. Or at least good movie references.
What the fuck?
The smoke monster from Lost.
If you knew what I was talking about.
What the fuck?
My eyes are leaking.
Okay. We'll just let that one go.
Fucking idiot.
Everywhere.
You right over there?
Yeah, I'm laughing so hard. I'm tears. What? What? Yeah.
It got hot in here.
It did.
It is hot. I'm sweating. And I never sweat.
Never sweat. Why don't you take your jacket off, you fucking psycho?
You have a jean jacket
on. I can't.
Why?
Because in this dress, you can see my bra in the back if I take my jacket off.
We're not facing your bra, and trust me, no one's going to look at it.
No. You just turned us all off with that wink.
Yeah,
just keep doing that when you have your jacket off.
Okay. Then, yeah, don't look.
Yeah, because I can take my eyes, throw them, and stick them to the wall and look behind you.
I don't see that hot since mess
when,
anyway.
Since when is the back of a bra attractive?
Yeah.
If anything, that's the worst part of the bra.
No, it's not. That's what I mean.
That's the part you have to unlock to get to the goods.
I feel like it looks trashy.
Yeah, that's in the way.
No, I feel like it looks trashy. Well,
Missy, that's an understatement of the fucking century.
I think we're used to that, so don't worry.
No, your tattoos look trashy.
Yeah, right, exactly. You have no problems not covering up those disgusting marks called tattoos.
Everybody has their limit, and mine is I don't like my bra strap showing, all right?
All right. Now we know. That's your limit, the bra strap.
I don't like it. I feel like it's trashy.
You know what you should do? Get another shitty tattoo to take the attention away from it.
I will. Right there, right over it. People are like, I can see your bra strap. And I'll go, no, that's my tattoo.
What kind of tattoo would you get there?
Dragon.
A dragon?
Yeah.
Awesome. There's something
like
new.
Chuck Smoke. I would get a cartoon dragon, like Toothless.
Is that a dragon?
From How to Train Your Dragon. I would get that.
Like Toothless.
His name is Toothless.
Get a
it's ironic that you pick a Toothless dragon.
Shut up.
Does that dragon live in a trailer as well?
Yes.
Dirk the Toothless Dragon.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
It's amazing how you just set yourself up for shit.
You know what? That's my life,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it really is. It's unbelievable. It's crazy.
It's a good thing I have a sense of humor, isn't it?
Yeah, or else you'd probably do what Chris told you to do, put a 45 in your mouth.
45 in my mouth. Thanks, Chris. Thanks
no problem.
Thanks for the support.
I got a new job at a suicide hotline.
Oh, you'd be the best at that. You would definitely free up a lot of real estate if you were in charge.
Oh, my God. The population would be like... dramatically decline.
What? You're depressed for that? Go kill yourself.
Chris is
next.
Suicide hotline.
You're an asshole. Nobody
yeah, well,
likes
go fuck
you.
Your mother and then kill yourself.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
Does that hurt you if someone tells you to go kill yourself?
No.
Does that hurt you?
No.
No, I mean like if it's an anger. not as a joke.
I know. I say it all the time. So
in anger?
Yeah.
Jeez. You tell people to go kill themselves?
All the time.
You are a soulless fucking being, you know?
Strangers. Always.
Oh, what a stranger?
Strange. So you don't know. So you don't...
No, people that don't know how to drive, I'll scream out the window, kill yourself.
What happens if they just went off the road and you watched them hit a pole?
I would fucking change my life after that, probably. I probably wouldn't scream.
She'd come in here and went, guys, I found God.
Yeah.
And he drives a smoky dragon from Lost.
Melissa is a bitch. Oh,
jeez. Now, why? Does it bother you when somebody says that?
If it's somebody I know, yeah, kind of. I was like, wow, really? That's what you chose to say? Of all the possible scenarios, you know, it could be like, you know, go eat yourself to death. Because then at least somewhat it's kind of true. It's like, I probably could do that, actually.
Has someone told you that before, to go kill yourself? That's somebody that you love?
Yeah.
Not love, but like.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of bothered me. My mother told me that too, actually. When I was younger, she said it, but I think she slipped. Yeah.
Freudian
That's
slip.
Horrible.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a Freudian slip.
No one's, did anybody ever tell you guys to kill yourself? No one's ever.
Joking around.
Yeah.
Playing around. Yeah. Okay. I'm saying in a non-joking way, in a serious
so
way.
So people seriously have told you to go
kill
yourself?
Yeah, not a lot. It's happened like two or three times maybe my whole life.
That is two or three times too many. That's
I agree.
A lot.
I agree. And it didn't even bother me as much that my mother said it, because everything she says, I don't fucking, it goes in one ear and out the other. Plus she can't understand her anyway.
Jeez. No, if anybody said that to
me. An ex-girlfriend said that to me once while we were together. And I was like, what the fuck?
And oh, okay.
That bothered me.
My ex-boyfriend said I
And the other person I will not name.
He's on the right track.
What?
What happened? One of my ex-boyfriends, when he broke up with me, he said, I hope you get AIDS and die. That seems similar.
So, what, he can predict the future?
Hardy, hardy. Jerks.
Exactly.
But yeah, that bothered me. And I was just like, Jesus. I was like, that's fucked up. And he was like,
harsh.
Fucking cunt. I was like, all right, that's better. But damn, no, not straight up. I fucking hope you kill yourself.
I see you getting AIDS in the future. You lose tons of weight.
Cocksucker.
And you have lesions all over your... Oh, never mind. Tattoos.
Jerk.
From far, people would think you have AIDS. They're like, look at those lesions on that poor girl. Oh, they're tattoos.
Oh, you're mean.
Poor girl. Poor soul.
That's mean.
Oh, I'm playing.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not, actually.
You're shitty.
This is years of revenge to come. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? Fuck you. You guys have shitty tattoos, too. It's not like I'm the only one.
Yeah, but we're guys.
So what?
So girls with tattoos are trashy.
But guys with tattoos aren't? Like, that's not fair.
Yeah, but they're guys. We're not sexually attracted to men. So it doesn't matter. A guy could fucking staple a fish to his arm and nobody gives a shit. But a girl smells like fish. It's horrible.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the way the tattoos look. And I feel like that's subjective. I feel like what you think looks gross doesn't mean it looks gross for everybody.
Is everyone here in agreement about tattoos?
There's a lot of guys who dig girls with tattoos.
No. I'm talking specifically about her. Her tattoos.
I don't like them.
Yeah, so I'm not
but,
being
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with them. It's not like I have like...
They're poorly done.
I'm not really into girls with tattoos.
Me neither.
So, like, then to us, it would look trashy, but there's a lot of guys that are into it.
Right. Yeah, guys have been in prison a long time.
Guys hooked on drugs.
Yeah, right.
The fuck?
Pimps.
I tried. Sorry.
I like my tattoos.
Low level.
Shut
society
up.
Society members.
Oh, my God.
Trailer park trash.
Jesus. Wiggers. Forget I asked. All right. What'd you say? What was that list?
Wiggers. Like, it's, I didn't say anything racist. That's exactly what they're called. Yeah. Yo, what's up, baby? I like your tattoos. They look like shit, but I'll just say it anyway because I want to get the skins.
The 90s?
Yeah, right.
That was 90s. That was get straight
the
up 90s.
Hit the skins. Let me get the guts. All up in the
All
guts.
All up in the guts.
All up in the guts. Didn't you say not too long ago you were actually thinking about getting another tattoo soon?
Yes.
Did you Did you actually figure out what you want yet?
I did.
You did? What'd you come up with?
I wanted to get a peacock feather.
Where?
On my shoulder.
On the back?
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
Yeah.
And what about the other side?
To start here and then go down like halfway down my back.
A peacock feather. What's Why the symbolism behind that? Yeah. Oh, dude, she has a fucking bear paw on her ass.
It's a ferret paw.
That's a big ferret. Your ferret was on steroids. You had the Lou Ferrigno of ferrets.
I like
ferret
peacock
smash.
Feathers. Peacock feathers are pretty. They look pretty.
Pretty. Did you have a meltdown? Peacock feathers are pretty lowly.
They're pretty. So, like, I like it.
You're pretty.
I'm Plus, pretty. I have to cover up a tattoo.
Hey.
The fuck is this?
Hello? Answer. I guess not. Hello? You're beat.
What the fuck happened there?
I don't know.
Is it Pedro?
No.
For a second, it looked like my brother from that profile pic. I was like, what the?
What, was it all news?
It was either that or a terrorist was calling you. I do not like your show. I like bar. Hey, guys.
Yes.
Let's take a break.
Yes.
How's that sound? Good?
It sounds good.
All right, great.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals? Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, let me catch my breath.
It's like Ethiopia outside. It was like swallowing flies, man.
I know.
I haven't gotten bit by a mosquito yet this year, though, so that's good.
Oh, that's good.
Once that happens, an epidemic's going to start.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, the mosquito
will die.
Damn it.
You guys have buzzers, competing buzzers.
I know, right? Bastards.
I got to dig first.
Ding!
Oh, boy. So I got a story for you guys.
Uh-oh.
I knew you guys.
Once upon a time.
I knew you guys would like this. So I caught a headline here. Toronto to host massive orgy for disabled people.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that?
I did.
What does that even mean? The fucking smoke dragon makes more sense than that.
In what may be the world's first, Toronto is to host an accessible orgy for disabled people.
Who's leading the fucking pack? Rob Ford?
I have no idea. It's called the Deliciously Disabled Sex Night.
Oh, my God.
That sounds awful.
The capacity is only for 125 people.
Oh, only.
I feel like that's a large orgy.
But it's open to disabled and able-bodied people.
That's not fair.
It's only $20.
It costs money.
Yeah, you gotta pay for that.
I'm going.
There you go, Chris. You're getting laid. Sleep with you.
So it's a lot of people in wheelchairs and
awesome.
Shit.
Awesome.
You wouldn't do that?
A bunch of Joes running around. I want to talk about vaginas.
This is my wheelchair. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
But they, do you think that they would have like a cap on men versus women? Like,
I don't know.
It'd have to be half and half.
It'd have to be. I mean, it's a fucking orgy. You can't have all men.
That wouldn't be much of an orgy.
Even it out there.
I know, but I feel like more men would show up to that than women.
Of course they would.
Yeah.
It's $20 to get laid. Doesn't matter if she fucking...
Is prostitution real? Like,
legal?
Legal.
That's not really,
is it real in cool world?
It's in Canada. I don't know.
Fucking weirdo.
Is it legal in Canada?
I don't know. I doubt it.
This is stupid. I want to talk about vaginas.
They're saying that they're going to put an end to the stereotype that people in wheelchairs don't have great sex.
I mean, obviously.
I never thought about it before. But now that you brought it to my attention, I don't see how that's possible.
I think that everybody has sex. So
yeah, I know a chick in a wheelchair. She's fucking hot, and I'm sure she's...
Okay, but what about the people in wheelchairs because they're paralyzed from the waist down?
Yeah, right. Do you have to hook them up to, like, a pulley system to move them to get them on top? Yeah.
That's a good question. Maybe they're just going to
If I was paralyzed from the waist down, how could I have good sex?
You wouldn't feel it.
Right. So it's not good for me. It won't be good for the chick if I can't get it up.
Maybe they're just going to spread open. He's just going to, you know what I mean, go to town on
the... So oral sex.
Oral sex, I'm sure, maybe.
They should be a little bit more specific.
The penis still works.
No, it doesn't.
Not if you're
paralyzed from the waist down.
Really?
No, it doesn't fucking work.
But the blood doesn't stop flowing through your body. How would it work?
No, it doesn't work.
I thought it worked. You just couldn't feel it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Because the blood flows through your body. It just doesn't stop flowing to your penis.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still, but it doesn't have the muscles aren't, they don't, what do you call it? They don't activate the way they're supposed to.
But I thought that a penis was cartilage.
Penis muscles activate.
But I thought a penis was cartilage.
No, there's no cartilage. No, they're fucking, there's, what do you call it? There's no cartilage in your penis. Not that I know of.
I don't fucking know. I don't have a penis.
You could have fooled me. No, there's the fucking big ass pipe vein in the middle.
Right. That blood still flows through.
What's it called? The vena cava, I don't know.
Vastafrons.
What?
Basta frowns.
God bless you. Great. She's speaking Swedish. Not English. Swedish. Basta frowns.
Listen, I want to know what a penis is made out of.
He has a very, very small penis.
I'm Googling it.
What's a penis made of? Tissue.
I'm just going to Google penis. Human penis. There you go.
Yeah, human penis.
That's
dipshit, part. Cokehead.
Jesus.
The orgy takes place at the same time at the Para Pan Am Games are going on in Toronto.
What is that? That sounds even worse than the orgy.
Paraplegia Games, I guess.
Oh.
Why wouldn't they wait till after the games? Invite the athletes.
Well,
no,
yeah,
it's
coinciding
with it.
They should wait
till
after.
If you're in the Olympics and you can't play.
But they should wait till after.
It's bad for the knees.
No, they should wait till after. They should have sex before the games. Yeah. It'll lower their production. Wow.
You wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't do what? Be paralyzed? No.
Bang a paraplegic woman. Or maybe they're just, you know, maybe they got, I don't know.
It seems kind of... Well, look. The one girlfriend I had, it was like being paraplegic. So, I mean, I'm kind of...
You're a pro.
Yeah, right? I guess I already know what it's like, but... I don't know. I mean, it'd be kind of weird to see the top half of her body flailing around and the bottom just there. You know, I kind of like it when a girl gets into it and likes to hold her legs up behind her ears. You know, this one will really be like struggling, like. Well, the one good thing is I won't have to worry about being, you know, choked out while eating pussy. Because you won't get that thigh close like the trash compactor in Star Wars.
Shut down all the garbage in the detention level.
You'll be holding it, and when you let go, just hit you in the side of the head.
Yeah, I mean, kinda... this time it's like being with a corpse.
Yeah, I don't know how that. I don't know how.
What
that
about you, Marco? Would you do it?
She's hot, sure. Of course.
Marco would fuck Bruce Jenner. We already established this last week.
Marco already fucked Bruce Jenner.
Marco already. Yes, he did.
It's Caitlin. I wouldn't fuck Bruce.
Yeah, I know. You'd fuck Caitlin. That doesn't make you any less gay.
Fucking faggot.
What if it was a person that had no legs? Would you have sex with a person that had no legs?
That'd be pretty fucked up.
Like just a stumpy person?
I mean, you could definitely do positions you could never do with a person with legs. Good. But it would be really fucked up.
It's a story.
It's a
scary story.
I feel like it would look weird.
I might actually rather pull over for that broad today than that nightmare.
So no to Stubbs.
Would you? Would you have sex with a legless man or woman?
Know. Maybe.
You'd have to stare at the scar that's like, you know, closed off where the legs used to be. That's horrific.
I like scars.
Oh, yeah. I like scars where legs used to be.
Listen, I would give anybody a chance.
You fucking liar.
That's a lie.
As long as they're not fat.
You hate fat people and you hate old people. So that's bullshit.
That's true. No old fat people.
Oh, and if you're old and fat, you're fucked. And not in a good way.
I don't know. Maybe. It would be interesting.
I don't know.
Nah, there's no way. Not for me.
No?
Nope.
And, you know, how tough would it be, too, to pull them out of the chair? You'd have to help them out of the chair. God forbid you slip because you're drunk.
I would want an athletic one.
What?
I would want an athletic one.
What are you going to do? One that,
like, hand walks to the fucking bed? I got this!
Yeah.
Oh, are you okay? Like, you fell off the other side of the bed?
Where, like, let's say he has...
Does the car bed have a top?
A roof. So, stick your head up the sunroof.
So, wait, he has no legs, right? So, he's chilling in his wheelchair. But he can, like, flip out of it and then, like, walk on his arms. That would be fucking cool.
That's fucking creepy.
You're an idiot.
I think that would be interesting.
I got this. Don't worry. I'm just fine. Oh.
What's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard? You're a moron.
Oh, I think it would be fun.
Yeah, that's, you know.
I don't think it would be gross.
I hooked up with a girl with one arm before. That was kind of creepy, too. It felt weird feeling only one arm behind my back. The other one's like,
how
where's
great
the other
would it
hand
be if
going?
You ran up behind him and put your hand on his back?
What the fuck?
This shit is pants.
It's like fucking Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four. Would you just grow that?
I have a friend that only has one arm.
You have like a friend of every weird class. You have friends with fake vaginas, like reconstructed vaginas that used to have penises. Like
she has like a Terminator arm now.
What?
She has this like metal.
Get the fuck out of here!
I'll show you.
Come with me if you want to jerk off.
Let me see. I have a picture of her and Biffle arm wrestling.
Your clothes. Take them off. Does she talk Russian?
No.
Or whatever he is. What is he?
Austrian.
Pull your pants down. Down to the floor.
See?
I gotta see this.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
Bring that
she
shit
She looks like
over.
She's probably hot.
She's very hot.
Let me see.
Yeah, show me a better picture.
What the fuck?
Can you imagine her giving you a hand job with that thing? She'd rip your dick right off.
Dude, that's so not cool. Does she have like hydraulics and shit? It's like a Skywalker
Dude,
hand.
Dude, it's so badass.
Skynet created it.
She just got it.
She's arm wrestling. She just ripped that girl's arm out of her socket.
She looks like she could be hot.
Damn. Here, pass this to Chris. Chris, pass it back to
She's insanely hot, actually. I'll show you a picture of her.
She can give me a hand job with that. I'll take it.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a Terminator arm.
Jesus Christ.
Don't squeeze too hard.
The Uzi 9mm with laser sighting.
How did she lose her arm?
She was born that way.
Oh. Mom did drugs?
No. She just had a short arm, so
the
like,
abortion didn't go well.
All we could salvage was an arm.
We lost a coat hanger.
It was a back door one.
What was her mom giving birth in the ocean? A shark bit it off? What happened there?
That was so fucked up.
I hope she don't listen.
Jesus, I didn't expect that. That was fucking funny.
The abortion did not go well. We were only able to salvage an arm. Looks like you're going to have this kid in 2 weeks.
Oh, fucking straight to hell. Oh.
She is hot.
She's
oh,
hot.
Man. Yes.
Yeah, you're going to have to show me after the show.
I will. She's cool.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That kind of freaks me out. I mean, I guess if my girlfriend lost her arm in an accident, I would leave her. What am I?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I could, you know, cause I know that she wouldn't try to rip it off, you know, but I don't know this girl. She could be aggressive. And if she's friends with her, she probably is.
Yeah.
She'll probably tear a sack right off you.
I am one of a kind. No one is like me.
Okay.
Shut up.
You're just a woman with a small brain.
Yeah. I mean, her friend, I mean, she seems like a nice person, but I don't know. She could
if
have
she's
a mean
arm
streak.
Wrestling, she probably has a good sense of humor about having.
Yeah, but what
arm.
If she? Has,
oh, dude,
but what if she has
idea.
A guy
like,
sense of
wrestle.
Humor? Like, what if she tries to stick a metal finger up your butt?
She doesn't. She was dating one of my friends before.
She stuck her fucking
she
fake.
Didn't.
Oh, I think
no.
So. She does it.
She doesn't.
Oh, doesn't. My God. No.
Does she take the arm off during sex?
Yeah, the arm is.
No, stop it.
The
really?
Arm is relatively new.
Oh my God!
So I've been friends with her for like
you know
five,
it's one thing when an old
now.
Broad takes her teeth out, but to take your arm off—that's fucked up.
That's pretty hot,
dude. You are sick. You are twisted and demented.
Marco, would you take just the arm and jerk off with it?
Nah, wouldn't do anything.
I don't believe a word he says.
You're like Wallowitz and Big Bang.
Yeah, it gets stuck on you.
Oh my God!
Interesting.
Hey, can I borrow that real quick and use it as a back scratcher? Or you know, like those old people have that mechanical arm they get shit out of the cabinets with. They like rip it off of her. Let me use that real quick. Wow. See, I thought it was gonna be an interesting story. Like she went surfing and a shark bit it off.
Nah,
she was
just,
born that way.
Yeah, she just had
she
a
was,
tiny
Lady
arm.
Lady Gaga did.
She just had a tiny arm. So like she has a regular size arm.
Does she have digits? Mm-hmm. I've seen that before. That's
yeah.
creepy as fuck.
So it's like to hear, and then she has little fingers.
That's the girl that I hooked up with no arm. She had. Three digits hanging out of her fucking stump on the. It was like up here. But the sleeve covered it, so it didn't bother me.
Yeah.
But I can only imagine, like, if I opened my. I was afraid to open my eye hooking up with her because I thought maybe I'd see, like, this
twitching.
Under the shirt, like, trying to grab for me. Like.
No, sorry, I got to go left here.
Yeah,
I can't look at that disgusting
yeah.
shit.
I don't normally lean in left, but I think I'm going to do it this time.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
No, so she just had a little.
That girl too, the one that I was talking about. She was like, she finished second in the United States in whatever age range in karate.
She's a model. She like goes to fashion week.
She
in
models.
New York.
For
she doesn't model gloves.
She models for Craftsman tools.
Oh my God, you guys are evil.
I saw her. She's in a new DeWalt fucking. She has an 18-volt powered arm. Can she like take a finger off and put like a flathead and put stuff in the wall? That would be awesome. She hook up like a vibrator to her arm?
I mean, I would.
Yeah, you know, you would, you sick fuck. Does she have a nickname? Like Robo Bitch?
No.
No?
No, she's just who she is.
Lefty?
She is who she is.
Lefty? Yes.
So why not get the fingers taken off? Because that's got to be the creepiest part about having
yeah,
half an arm.
Would it be creepy for you being the one with the fingers? It might be like for you, it may feel like cutting off regular fingers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't blame her for not doing it. I blame her for not doing it. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't want to do it because it's part of her.
Does she use those fingers?
Yeah.
She really?
Yeah, it holds the arm. The mechanical arm.
Think of it this way. If you put your dick in there, you look like you have a huge cock.
It would because it's like a tiny little hand.
Yeah.
Dude, you need therapy. Seriously. You need therapy.
If you're ever feeling bad about yourself, just find a chick with little digits.
Don't feel bad for her.
No, I don't feel bad for her.
I feel bad for any guy she tries to jerk off.
Oh, no,
she's got another good hand.
dude.
Yeah, but the girls that use both hands are the good ones. You know, if she's sitting there with one hand jerking you off and the other hand she's like fixing a clock with her mechanical arm or something. Like she's like tuning a carburetor or whatever.
Oh my God.
What does she do for a living?
She works at a car dealership.
No fucking shit.
But no, she's a salesman. Or a saleswoman.
Really? Mm-hmm. I would buy a car from her.
She makes very good money.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Is your arm GM as well?
10,000 off sticker price? I'd give my left arm.
I did that before. There's a guy at work who's got one leg. He lost his leg because he had gangrene and they amputated from the knee down. Mm-hmm. And he drove right by me. He was in a little like a cart that pulls like, you know, packages and stuff. And I was talking to one of my friends and I was like, oh, dude, my fucking legs were killing me. I couldn't do it. And he just rolls right by and he, like, looks at me like, what I wouldn't give to have my legs killing me. Or both of them, for that matter.
Aww.
I felt like such a shit after. I was like, oh, man. Wow, that's fucking freaky.
It's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool.
She just got that arm, like, a month ago. So she's, like, doing all this brand stuff new with it. Yeah, it's right. Awesome. It's super
Why doesn't she
badass
just walk around with, like, a Hulk hand?
The big green one.
Oh, God. Evil.
He's got an Inspector Gadget fucking arm.
That's awesome, though. I think it's amazing.
I mean, it would be cool if it was like a real, like a robot type of arm.
It is. It like moves and stuff.
Oh, man.
It does.
Does it ever malfunction and go crazy? I can't stop this. I'm so sorry.
It's got to rest.
I can't.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It's cool.
That's fucking nuts.
That's crazy. You're friends with a bunch of people that are...
Friends with everyone. Not,
yeah, you have like... She has... Her group of friends is like a freak show. You have freak show friends.
The only thing they have in common is they all hate fat people.
Yes, aww, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, we could still get turned down by this one arm girl.
Talk about your self confidence.
Yeah, right. I'd be like, but you have one arm.
So what?
I could lose weight. You can't grow that back.
But she can get a fucking super badass RoboCop arm.
That's what I'm waiting for. I want to see that. You let me know when she gets one.
Dude, I totally will.
I wouldn't want to shake hands with her, though. She puts too much pressure and crushes your hand. Friend's a fucking cyborg.
Jeez. That's pretty cool.
Now, see, that would creep me out. Like a chick with like a wooden leg or something like that. That would be, you know, kind of freaky to me. You know, just...
I wouldn't care.
I like how you're so nice about... ailments and physical fucked up things.
Those people can't.
Fat people are just, well, yeah, they're the devil.
Well, this is why.
We're the worst kind.
Yeah, right?
Well, because you can lose weight. These people don't have a choice.
Fuck you, you dirty bitch.
Jesus. Fat fuck.
She said it all like looking down.
Fat fuck. I did.
Like all embarrassed.
Fat fuck.
Dicks.
So what if we can lose
fucking cunt?
It's not a fucking excuse. We're people too, guys. Fat people are people too.
Yeah, fat people are so nice.
We're just angry because we keep getting turned down and getting hit on by fucking larger women than us. I can only imagine. Can only imagine.
What?
Well, I guess it's bad timing, but has she ever had any like real like weird reactions to the arm that you're aware of? Cause in the summertime, I mean, you could spot that shit from across the room cause, you know, she's probably wearing a tank top and shit. Right. But in the wintertime, she has a coat on or something. You go up and walk to her and she's like, hi. You're like, holy shit.
Oh, she had a different arm before. So, okay. This mechanical arm that actually moves and stuff like that, this is new. But before that, she had an arm that was like this. So it looked.
Oh, so it looked like the dude from The Fugitive?
Yeah, like it looked. It didn't move. It was just like very like, and it was like solid.
It wasn't me. It was a one-armed man. But where's my family?
I don't care.
But you wouldn't be able to tell. You just thought it was a normal arm unless you knew her.
She just always was doing the robot. What's up, guys?
I was friends with her for like a month before I even knew that she had only one.
God. Well, you're stupid.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that's
well, no, we met in winter, and she was always wearing hoodies. And I remember she
Hey, why do you wear one mitten inside?
Then she was slept over my house when I got
and
up.
That wasn't a dead giveaway?
No, it wasn't. So we got up in the morning to go get coffee, and she was driving, and she kept... When she was changing gears, she was moving
with a real hand.
Yeah, like this man was just sitting there, and I'm like, "Why are you doing that?"
Right.
And she's like, "Well, miss, I want this arm," and I was like, "What? Show me that shit."
She wiggled him at you.
She did, and I was like, "Holy shit!"
Why would a girl with one arm get a stick shift?
No, no, like out of drive.
Okay.
Yeah. Like out of park to drive and things like that.
That would be funny. She must have killer abs.
And then I was like, what? And she did it. She like wiggled them and everything. And I was like,
wow.
It's like, I was like pounded out.
So what? Disturbing.
We became fast friends after that.
Yeah. Fast and furious friends. Jeez. God damn it. I don't know. I don't know if I could be with a chick paralyzed or missing limbs. I don't know.
Why? Because it would be like more work for you?
No. If anything, it would give me an excuse to just continue to be lazy. Be like, yeah, bitch all you want, but you're missing an arm. You know, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I guess in the back of my mind, it would bother me for a little while and maybe some stupid thought. Does anyone here ever get like weird thoughts during sex? Like,
yeah.
That'll just ruin the moment completely because you're just like, oh, no, that did not just pop in my head.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. So imagine if there's something that's fueling it that you see right there. It's one thing if it pops in your head, it's something that's not actually there that you remember from the past.
Maybe it's something that you could find attractive, though. Like, maybe it, you...
Yeah, I don't see myself having a robot hand fetish.
Not a fetish.
Running around the house with her hand hanging out of my ass.
No, but if you love someone enough, you would love everything about them.
Yeah. Be like, honey, wake up. You need the WD-40. That arm is squeaking like a motherfucker. Jesus Christ. I said fucking over easy.
Oh, my God.
Every day scrambled. What the fuck? I said over easy. Yeah, I can't see her being too gentle with that hand, especially when it, if the, you know, the moment calls for it.
Yeah.
I'll get the eggs.
I'm actually going to have a conversation with her about that.
Yeah. Ask her if she can handle eggs with that hand.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll get them. Just open a Carner's yolk everywhere. Christ. God forbid she ever has a baby. Crush that poor kid's skull when it comes out. I didn't adjust the pressure. I'm so sorry. Mom with robot hand, kid with robot head. It's a great sitcom. Watch that. Did she ever finger herself with that hand? It's a legitimate question.
It's a legitimate question.
You have to ask her this question.
Okay, yes. I will. I literally didn't talk about sex at all. I was talking about like, let's arm wrestle. Give me the finger.
Like, when she rubs her clit, does she see smoke?
So Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
Lost smoke monster. But yeah, I will ask her all
hand?
That. She what?
Does she wipe with that hand?
I doubt it.
That would be interesting. Ooh, it's cold. Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask sex questions.
Yes. Yeah, you got to.
I will.
I want to interview her.
Yes.
All right.
Big time.
I'm just going to tell her straight up when she shows up, listen, you can't get offended. We're going to talk about your arm for 2 hours. We have a bunch of scenarios to cover, a bunch of stories to cover.
There you go. I like it. I think it would be interesting.
It would be.
Don't let's keep you up, though.
Jeez. She got a massage from her, made her sleepy.
Broke her collarbone.
She's like Will Smith and iRobot.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so fucking freaky.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's just.
I mean, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, for instance, like, you gotta think of the trivial. Think of all the trivial things you do with your hands. Like, if you're with a girl or you with a guy or girl, whatever, and you like, you know, if you're kissing them and you put your hands on their face, you know, or if you like stroke their hair, like, that just sounds like a disaster.
Yeah.
Could happen. Like, she could rip your scalp off, you know, she's stroking your hair like, ah! Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, anything can happen and it's just like, whoa. And God forbid there's men out there that do like fingers in the butt. Well, there's a new challenge right there.
But she has a whole other hand that's like human.
Yeah, but you know some sick fuck out there will be like, no, yep. I want you to use that hand.
I don't think that she would get with a guy like that.
I don't think she has a choice. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and I feel bad saying this, but it's always like when you see somebody who has like a physical deformity, it's like jarring when you first see
See, that's not really jarring. That's kind of like, okay.
Hell yeah.
Jarring to me is like seeing someone who's missing the bottom part of their mouth.
Yeah.
That was jarring. I've seen that. That's jarring as shit. Or someone with the heel bone sticking out of their foot.
Yeah.
That's disgusting and jarring. You know, or someone with the arm bent the other way. That's a little jarring. Yeah. Someone with a missing limb. It's not really jarring to me. But then if you're talking about getting on an intimate level, that's when it becomes a little awkward, like jarring in a sense, where you're just like, you don't start to look, you don't start to, you can't really get intimate without thinking of all the scenarios. I'm a sick fuck. So all the scenarios in my head start to pop up and it's just like, okay, I can't have her jerk me off with that hand. She can't grab my balls with that hand. She can't take my underwear down with that hand. She can't do anything with that hand. That hand has to go outside.
I think when she practices and gets used to it, I think she'll
Well,
be
that's
able
why
to
I want
to
know if she fingered herself.
Yeah.
I want to know if she wanted to, cause think about it. Her robot hand, she basically has her own stranger.
Yeah.
Her robot hand has no feeling. So if she's fingering herself with her robot hand,
it's like somebody else.
It's like someone else is
doing
it. Now, see, if I had a hand that wasn't mine, it was attached to my arm, and I didn't have feeling in it, I would give it a shot because I'd be like, "All right, let's see if this works." Like a stranger.
I mean, I definitely would too, but I
jerk off with it too. I agree.
But with a girl, it's different because it's metal-ish looking, you know, and you don't want to like tear things up, you know.
I hear you. I hear you. Women don't complain when the fucking hanger goes up there when they need it. That's what she could do for a living. She'd be an abortion doctor. I got this one. Lube it up.
Schmushmorshman at the Schmushmorshman
Clinic.
Oh, my
God.
She's like the hand at the video game where it goes and grabs the fucking and drops
the claw?
The claw. Yeah. She's that, yeah. She could double as the claw down the shore.
She got a good offer for the summertime.
She sits there in that little glass cube like... drops a little stuffed animal in the hole. All right. Well, what you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
I don't think I can have sex with a crippled
just
woman.
Just wonder.
Yeah.
Just wonder.
Sorry.
Don't apologize.
I'm so fascinated by this robot hand.
So am I, man. I'm curious.
You know anybody else with like weird shit like that? Like, you know someone with a robot leg? Any one of your friends have like a peg leg?
Yes, two.
Two?
You fucking kidding me?
You're a loser. Can't have real friends.
Not a loser.
She's friends with a T-800 and a pirate.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny, too, because it's another girl. Her name. No, I'm not going to say her name. But there was
Eileen. Peggy.
Yeah, we'll call her Eileen. Yeah, Peggy. Eileen. When her and her boyfriend had such a toxic relationship, they would get in fights all the time.
Yeah, he kept
it off
splinters.
And throw it out the window.
He would steal it and hide it.
Oh, man.
For it's like months.
It's like Rocket in Guardians of the Galaxy. And I need that guy's leg to make this work.
But he would. He would take it all the time and we would have to be
I
like,
could see myself doing
give
something
her fucking
like that.
Leg back. And it would be like, I'm throwing it in the fucking fire. And we're like, no.
In the fire?
Yeah.
It'd be funny if he like ripped it off while they were driving home, having an argument. He threw it out the window.
He threw it out the window. They lived in a trailer.
No.
Really?
Wow.
Then he threw.
Were they neighbors of yours or?
No. We were all sitting by the fire and we could hear them. And she was a badass. Like, she would fuck anybody up.
I guess so.
And where they're fighting, they're fighting. And all of a sudden, the door flings open and he just throws it and it hits the other trailer on the other side. And we're like, what the fuck?
Could you imagine seeing in midair a fucking leg with a shoe attached to it flying?
Do you know how many times we had to fix the latches on it and stuff because of them fighting and throwing it and trying to piece everything back together?
God, she must have had a horrible, horrible time with this guy.
Oh, yeah. They were tumultuous, to say the least.
Can you spell that?
Yeah, I'm sure. But they had a bunch of kids together and then broke up.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Did they all have two legs?
They all had two legs.
That's funny. She went to the hospital with her own stirrup. Oh. Doc, I only need one. Just need to take this one off.
No, she had to get C-sections.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did your friend with the hand come over and help pull out the baby? There's that claw game. Get the C-section baby out.
And then the other person, I think that they might have died. I think they might be dead now, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I think they got in a car accident.
Oh.
Yeah.
Had trouble hitting the
bridge. Is that when they had the leg, or is that because that's how they got the leg?
No. It was, they were a passenger in a car, and they died. Yeah.
Did the leg fly off and impale him in the chest or something?
Probably.
That must have been a hell of a crime scene.
I don't know.
Can you imagine pulling up? You're a cop. You pull up to the crime scene and you see a dude slumped over and he's got a leg impaled in his chest with a foot attached to it.
Oh my
God. The boot attached to it. Oh, you don't see that every day.
And her leg was super short. So it was like half the thigh.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. It like wasn't like to hear, like, right, with the other girl. It was like that. So it was like a latch, and she actually didn't wear it that much.
No.
She was
hop around all
she
day?
Was very good at walking with one leg. Yeah.
Is that even considered walking?
Well,
not
she
hopping?
Would hop. And she would wear it sometimes, but she would always talk about how much she hated it. She'd be like, I hate this fucking leg.
Really?
Yeah.
Bring her around. I'm going to start recommending things like, hey, let's go kick a soccer ball out
there. Jump rope.
How good are you kicking field goals? That sucks.
Yeah, it's life. I met this kid last year at a concert. He was in a wheelchair and he was getting crowd surfing. The whole crowd was like,
oh,
with him
great
up on his.
That's probably how he got paralyzed in the first place.
No, he was.
He dropped him on his head.
He was in a car accident and he became paralyzed from the waist down. He's cool. I became friends with him.
That's cool. Yeah. Ask him if he can feel his dick or if
I
his
did.
Dick gets hard.
Well, he was hitting on me. That's how we became
oh,
friends.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
Did you ask him if his dick gets hard?
That was his whole game.
What?
To me. It was like, oh, I can still work it for hours and shit like that.
Yeah, but was he talking about his mouth?
He was talking about his dick.
Oh, okay.
He was straight up talking about his dick.
Yeah, look, I got two popsicle sticks and some duct tape. We're good to go.
I was just like, oh, man. I was like, I'm not going to do that.
I have a splint just for you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you want to read this thingy?
Yeah, the return. The big return.
I had the big return of my blog.
Yeah.
I didn't blank,
Missy,
but it
has
felt good.
Really nice fun blogs.
Fun blogs.
This blog, The Return, it's labeled Two Boys.
Two Boys.
Two Boys.
Okay. Two Boys.
You want me to read it or Missy to read it?
That doesn't matter. Whatever the fuck you want.
Miss?
You can read it.
All right. I don't quite have your voice, but I'll try.
No, fuck you.
So the story goes like this. When I was a senior at Triton, I was in a program called Co-op.
Special.
Dex.
Print shop.
Where I would be able Technology to leave school club. Every day at 10:30 a.m. Most of the times, I actually had to work for 2 or 3 days out of the week. I didn't have to go in till later on in the afternoon. I would binge watch the shit out of Jerry Springer, because you know, that's spelled Y-A-N-O, daytime
How
television was
it?
Limited back then, and Netflix obviously didn't exist.
Word.
What?
Obviously. I lived in an apartment complex.
Trailer.
What, they stack trailers on top of each other?
Yeah, yeah, it's a double wide.
It's an apartment.
I lived in an apartment complex with my dad at the time. It was about half a mile from my school, so I would actually get home around 10:45 or so. Now, I would always see these two boys dressed identically pretty much every day while I walked home. This went on for like a month. Now, they look like total cool guys, and I thought they aren't in school either. We should totally be friends. Totally. The opportunity never really presented itself to segue a conversation since I would only see them walking down the street. Until one day.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, when I didn't have work and was home binge-watching Jerry Springer, talk about white trash, I, like any other senior in high school, was, you know, getting high and doing laundry.
Love laundry.
I mean, I love to do laundry, so the latter is not quite typical. Well, in an apartment complex, it's not the most ideal situation, considering there's one laundry room for like 20 apartments. And being the impatient person that I am, I would never sit in the laundry room and guard my clothes because I had weed to smoke and Jerry to watch. So anyway, I put the laundry in the washing machine and then went back into the apartment. Oh, also, the apartment I lived in was number H20, which I totally thought was mythical since it's the chemical formula for water, and I am obsessed with ocean and lakes and pools and any body of water possible. Maybe that's why I like doing laundry. Anyway, so I am walking back up the stairs to my apartment, and to my complete and total shock and surprise, my two fellow non-in-school boys are knocking on my door. I was stoked. Now, since I already had a conversation in my head with them.
You will never make it in radio.
I'm so bored.
I am too. I'm so bored.
This is written without no periods, no commas. I gotta break it down. I didn't write the goddamn thing.
7,000 people killed themselves. This is painful. I'd rather get jerked off by the robot hand.
I mean, this is just. This thing keeps going on.
Missy, from now on, you read them.
Okay.
What am I supposed to do?
It just doesn't work, dude. You have like such you have such a robot delivery.
It's like, written with no.
I know,
comments,
but it's
no...
you're monotoned. It's just very. Every once in a while, you'll throw in a.
Yeah.
No.
What am I supposed to? You read it.
You'll throw in like an emotion here and there. You'll be like. And sure enough, it did. But before that, it's just like...
When Missy used to blog...
The
like
address
ago,
was
you were
H20, which I thought was mythical.
This is long, man.
That's what she said.
This is hard to get into.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I fucking
Did you fart
off.
While you were reading that?
No. No. I don't
Jesus
even...
Jesus fucking Christ.
I love how you blame me for this fucking.
I'm not blaming boring. You for the writing or the grammar. I'm blaming you for the.
It's
tone.
Hard to make this interesting.
The tone, it's all wrong.
It's hard
it's the
to
wrong
make
tone.
The tone is wrong.
Even Missy was rolling her eyes like, "Oh, this is not what I wrote."
She should have read it.
I'm fucking finding it right now.
Continue.
Jesus Christ, Marco.
That's a great story. I felt like I was there. Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Until one day.
Oh, God. That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Can I hear it again?
I think I left off at so anyway. I put the laundry in the washing machine.
Okay.
No.
I have it.
I was stoked.
No!
I was stoked.
Nope!
Nobody All right. gives a
I
shit.
I was stoked is where you stopped.
Yes, I was All stoked.
Right. Actually, do you mind reading it again? Because I don't even know what the fuck he was talking about.
I totally checked out Jesus and I wrote Christ. It. All right. I'm parched and shit. All right. So the story goes like this.
Don't look at me. I didn't write the fucking shit.
Don't try and blame me.
You wrote it.
Whatever.
Fucking boring story.
Whatever.
Read it.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Read it.
All right. When I was a senior at Triton, I was in a program called co-op. where I would be able to leave school every day at 10:30 a.m. Most of the times I actually had work, but 2 or 3 days out of the week, I didn't have to go until later on in the afternoon. I would binge watch the shit out of Jerry Springer because, you know, daytime television was limited back then and Netflix obviously didn't exist.
Obviously.
Obviously. I lived in an apartment complex with my dad at the time. It was about a half mile from my school, so I would usually get home around 10:45 or so. Now, I would always see these two boys dressed identically pretty much every day while I walked home. This went on for like a month. Now, they looked like totally cool guys, and I thought, they aren't in school either. We really should totally be friends. Well, the opportunity never really presented itself to segue like a conversation since I would only see them walking down the street. Until one day.
Every chance you get, just throwing it in Marco's face.
All right. Now, when I didn't have work and was home binge-watching Jerry Springer, I, like any other senior in high school, was, you know, getting high, doing laundry. I mean, I love to do laundry. I mean, the latter's not quite typical, but whatever. Well, in an apartment complex, it's not the most ideal situation, considering there's only one laundry room for like 20 apartments. And being the impatient person that I am, I would never sit in the laundry room and guard my clothes because I had weed to smoke and Jerry to watch. So anyway, I put the laundry in the washing machine and then went back in my apartment. Oh, also, the apartment I lived in was number H2O.
Nobody gives a shit.
Which I totally thought was mythical since it's the chemical formula for water and I was so obsessed with the oceans and lakes and pools and any body of water possible. Maybe that's why I like doing laundry. Anyway, so I'm walking back up to the stairs of my apartment and to my complete and total shock and surprise, my two fellow non-in-school boys are knocking on my door.
Boring.
Go on.
I was stoked. Now, since I had already had conversations in my head with them, I acted like we were long-lost best friends. They were super confused by my pretty crazy enthusiasm. They actually didn't really know what to say. It became awkward quickly. To which we were just kind of staring at one another at one point. Now, since I am a blonde person, I finally said, so, what's up? What do you want?
Let's fuck. At what point in the story do you guys have a three-way? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
All right. If that's what you're looking for, this is going to get real boring.
I'm kidding. Go ahead. All right. Go ahead.
They were Jehovah's Witnesses.
No.
All right. That explained why they had been confused by my excitement. I laughed a lot. Well, when I was a teenager, I was a slight asshole. I was angsty, angry, and bitchy, and I had a lot of facial piercings. I would say I was probably intimidating to a religious type person.
You haven't grown up.
My dreams of having friends to hang out with during school hours was slowly diminishing. But then a miracle happened. They were intrigued by me. They started asking me all these questions about why I wasn't in school and about my piercings and things like that. We chatted for like an hour, and then they said they had to go. I extended an olive branch and told them to come back the next day. They totally did. We became fast friends. I talked to them about their religion was weird, and they talked to me about why I was weird. It was awesome.
Look what Jesus did!
All right. So, anyway, it only took me one time to ask them if they wanted to smoke, and they were all about that life.
Whoa.
They smoked, and it was epic.
Hova.
They started questioning their religion, saying that they never really wanted to be a part of it anyway, but were forced. I gave amazing speeches about being free and doing whatever the hell you want.
Oh, there's no drugs in here. You have nothing to worry about.
This went on again for about a month. Then one day I came home my usual time, and my dad was home. I was super confused. The conversation went something like this. Melissa, I'm taking you to the doctors. Why? I want you to take a drug test. Oh, let's go. Now, since I was assholey, I gave zero fucks about doing this. I thought, psh, so what? I'm going to fail. I don't give a fuck. I failed, and I really gave a fuck after that. I was in all these programs for kids with attitudes, drug problems, anger problems, divorce kid problems, all the problems. It was torturous, super boring. It was annoying. So I moved back in with my mom. A couple months have passed of me not really talking to my dad until one day he came over to give me a letter. I didn't recognize the handwriting. It was addressed to Melissa, which at the time was only my family referred to me as, so I thought, shit, this must be serious. It was a letter from my two friends.
Melissa is a bitch.
So, the letter was explaining that they were sorry and telling me why they did what they did. Finally hit me. They had told my dad about my drug problem.
I hate that stupid man.
Wow.
Yeah, they only knew part of what I did. I didn't think they realized I did much more, but was selfish to share certain things with them. I failed that drug test for multiple different things. Some pretty bad stuff.
Heroin, meth.
They probably saved my life at the time, which could make them angels in a way. But the moral of the story is, never trust a fucking Jehovah Witness.
I like the way that ended. I didn't see there that coming. Wow, that's fucked up. I didn't see that coming. They ratted you out. They smoked with you and ratted you out?
They did.
Wow.
For like a month, we were friends.
Wow, that's fucking wrong on so many levels.
You're such a flaming cunt.
Jesus Christ. Oh.
That is kind of fucked up. That is
really fucked up.
Did you guys just smoke weed or did you do other shit?
No,
with them?
I only shared weed with them. I wasn't giving them the good shit.
Finger cuffs.
I know. I was like, if that's where you're thinking this
No, I wasn't.
No, but I wanted to be friends with them. But they were a catalyst to the beginning of the drama that was my drug problem. It's crazy, right?
Yeah,
and it was weird.
But didn't that kind of catapult you into more drugs?
Well, yeah, because then I became even more angry, more angsty, because I'm like, I can't trust anyone.
Mm.
You know? So it was like, these guys were like my... They came over every day that I didn't have work.
Did you ever see them again after the fact?
Never. They, like, dropped off the face of the planet.
They flew away.
I never saw them again.
They got on their magic carpet and flew away.
We would get high. My friend Jeff that lived in the apartment complex, he came over once and we all got high. We used to eat Triscuits and shit. Like, they were my people. And then they told me. My dad never told me. I just thought he found drugs, you know?
Right.
So I'm like, oh, he must have found drugs in my room. Because he had done that prior to that incident. He found cocaine in my room. And he took it, and I was like looking feverishly for it, and I'm like, where the fuck is it?
Where's my coke?
Yeah, and it was my brother's birthday. Oh man, this is so fucked up. It was my brother's birthday, and my uncles and aunts were all over, and they were all sitting in the living room, and I come storming out of my room, and I just stand there, and my dad's like, and my dad, you know, he wanted to test me. He's like, hey, what's up? What's wrong? And I don't like being... Like, he was, like, fucking with me. You know what I mean? And I was like, I don't know. You stole my drugs in front of everybody.
What?
And he was like, Melissa.
Dipshit, cokehead.
Yeah, he's like, Melissa, we're going outside right now. I was like, no, give me my fucking shit.
Who dares enter my den?
I was a jerk off. Like, oh, man, I don't know how my parents don't love me. I really don't.
I think they gave up on you a long time
ago. No, but that would never give up. But that was
jerk off.
That story, my brother's birthday, was before the
Jehovah's
kids.
Witness.
Yeah.
Okay, so your dad was already
privy to what was going on.
My daughter's a coke whore. I got to do something to turn this around.
But then eventually it worked. You know, took a little bit.
What worked?
All the programs that they put me in.
It did.
Eventually, I mean, I was in my mid 20s.
Dude, you're snorting coke off a toilet seat not too long ago.
I didn't do that then. I did that in the past.
No, you did that way after those working programs.
Did you just have a relapse not too long ago?
Didn't you like snort coke and start firing a gun in a basement?
That was one time. That's not real.
Okay. That wasn't even a year ago.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks after you fucking snorted coke at the bar when we all went out.
Yeah, but never again since then. And I was so disappointed in myself that I was very hard on myself for a month straight.
You should.
Yeah, and you gave me shit because I was like, why are you firing a gun? What's the big deal? I was totally under control.
Listen, I'm fine. It's a struggle, but it's...
Who the fuck do you think you are?
What does that mean? Oh, yeah, and I hashtag snitches at the end of that. I forgot to write that.
Nice.
You want drugs? Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I did.
Yeah, but I remember stepping
that.
On Charlie Murphy.
God. I had to go in detox for that. Like, oh, they were fucking... They have no idea what shit's doing.
How much coke did you do? Like, what was your average... Like, what was your intake?
Like an 8-ball.
A day?
No, like a week.
Say, how much dick were you sucking to make that money to buy that fucking 8-ball?
I had a job.
What were you doing at the time?
Tossing salads.
I worked in a deli, and then I worked at a car dealership.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah.
Was the one-armed girl there too?
No.
At the time? Is that how you met her?
No.
You guys both were supporting each other's habits. You were getting high off coke. She was getting high off.
But listen, you don't have any bills when you're WD-40. That young. So all my money went to recreational things. I didn't have a car. I didn't have anything. I didn't have a cell phone. Mm-hmm.
Just had coke.
I loved it. My favorite.
Out of all the drugs, was that your favorite?
Fucking whore. Oh, yeah. Bye.
That's probably why you relapse every
by
once in a while.
A million.
Somebody says, hey, I got some cocaine. I went,
If it gets too bad, I'll usually just leave. I'll just be like, all right. Or I'll just bounce and not.
I highly doubt that that's how calm you are.
Inside, I'm freaking out.
No, I see. All right, gotta go. I gotta go. I'm out of here.
No, I'll usually.
You turn into fucking Kramer from Seinfeld.
No, I usually just ghost.
I'm out, Jerry.
I won't even tell anybody I'm leaving because I won't want questions. I'll just ghost. I'll just bounce.
You just float out the door. Yes.
Whatever.
Ghost.
Yeah, I don't. 95,000. Yeah, those programs really worked.
I'm alive.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer you or any of the people around you, especially if you're firing guns.
Listen. Hindsight.
Oh, man, I feel good. I got to fire something.
I want you to fire the fat people.
Where's the fat people? I'm ready to shoot some fat people. Come on. I know there's fat people here.
You can smell the obesity.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
Man, you're a mess.
I'm me, all right?
Now I know why you surround yourself with freak show friends. You feel probably normal compared to
I never feel normal.
I was going to say, the ironic twist is you're the only one that's not. Everyone else is normal.
Everyone is way more normal than
right.
I am.
Right. Oh, real quick, the robot chick girl.
Back to that old nugget.
I just have one more question, because you hung out with her.
Yeah.
Does she paint the nails of the robot
no.
hand? No. Okay. Just
figured
I'd ask.
I think that's
does
interesting.
Does she wear
that
jewelry on
that.
It?
No.
No rings? No bling bling?
No bracelets? No.
No bracelets? No watch?
No.
No? Just figured I'd ask.
It's interesting that you...
Yeah, you know.
Was that her left hand? What was her left
It was
hand?
Her right hand.
Right?
Yeah, she was arm
right
wrestling
hand.
With her
yeah.
right hand.
Right.
She was arm wrestling with her right limb. Her right robot.
Limb.
Hand.
Limb.
She has limb. A claw.
She has a claw. When I saw that shit for the first time, I was like, yeah, you're like the fucking Terminator. And she's like, yeah.
So she embraced it.
Absolutely.
That's
she's
cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I would embrace it too. I'd probably always have the middle finger out. And the
that's what I did. I was like, can you do that? She goes, I just learned. I was like, fucking hell.
I just learned. Yeah, bend over. I'll plant it in your ass. Don't be intimidated by my hand. It's easy for you to say. Let me put something metal near your crotch and see how you feel. Wow. I'm glad you're in back into the blog.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good shit.
It was a good story for... the last time I blogged was May 20th, 2014. It's been over a year.
Really? That was the last time
yeah.
you blogged?
Hmm. Isn't that crazy?
It's not the last time you read a blog on this show, though. It's been longer than that.
It's been way longer
yeah,
than that.
Yeah. It's been a couple of years at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were on hiatus with reading blogs here.
Although you guys were like... diminishing my soul.
Well, yeah that's how, that's,
say it
that's how you put it.
I mean, it was hurtful at the time, but now it's not. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you go through this roller coaster thing every once in a while.
Well, I'm on an
it's only a matter of time.
So.
It's only a matter of time before we break your spirit again.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah, I'm going to not read any more blogs because you guys have diminished my soul for a second time.
Yeah. Takes a couple
what the
times.
Fuck is your problem?
That's cool. No, good for you.
Thanks.
I can't wait for the next one.
I'm going to do one a week. So.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're back to that? That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I wrote down a bunch of ideas the other day.
Now, you don't have a theme. You'll just write whatever comes to you, right? Like something interesting to you?
I usually think about it on my drive into work. Mm-hmm. That's how I remembered that story, because I saw two kids walking down City Ave dressed exactly the same. And I went, that's fucking weird.
I think of the fucking girls from The Shining.
And then I was like, oh my God, I wonder if they're Jehovah Witnesses. And then it was like, oh my God, those fucking pricks. Like, I'm going to write about that. Fuckers. Bastards.
This week's topic, bring down the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, I was so mad.
They're such nice people, though.
They were so nice, and they were cool, and like...
I see them a lot on the weekends, like, you know, when I'm working, I'll pass by them, and they're always very pleasant. They're like, hello. I'm like, hello. They don't try to stop me or anything and preach their bullshit.
Stop what Jesus do. Go down the door, you know. The damn self out not in the bosom of the Lord.
Oh, my God.
I have cancer.
Wow. That's awesome. What would Jesus do? So we may not be on live for a couple weeks.
We're definitely not next week, right?
Definitely not next week. We're in transitioning from place to place. Chris is selling a studio.
We're moving in.
Shutting down the studio, y'all.
Is that what's happening on the streets now? You're doing your taxes. So, what we're going to do? Communicate Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, make sure you follow us on like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything.
We will be back. We're just trying to figure some shit out. We got to, you know, help Chris move out of this shithole.
I mean, it's actually not that far. Yeah,
it's actually a shame.
It's a shame. You make it sound like I'm fucking dying. I have to sell the house.
I'm fucking dying, man. No, you're not. You don't have to sell it.
I got a fat ass check coming to me.
Yeah, buddy. That's sounds pretty fucking good. Hey, it's almost like getting a blowjob. Fat check. Fat check. I'd rather have a fat check than a fat chick.
Yeah, you remember that.
Giggity giggity. Giggity goo. Stick around.
Yeah, so we will be back at some point. We will contact or communicate through social media, which Missy's fucking wonderful at. So is Marco. You guys are the experts here at social media.
Yeah.
Our social media department.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Chris do nothing.
No.
You do the behind the scenes work.
Yeah.
Most important
and
work.
Do stuff here. That's more important. He's here.
Well, yeah. The entertainment definitely is a
key. Okay. Thank you. You guys are trying to make up for the fat chick stalker today? Trying to build me back up?
Just making sure you don't go home and kill yourself.
Nah, I would never do that. Come on.
All right. Just making sure, That's man.
That's a horrible thing to say.
That is a horrible thing to
kill
say.
Kill yourself. Die.
Oh, my God.
That has to be Chris.
I don't think that was me.
I think that was you.
That was Bobby Kelly.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, do I ever say anything like that?
That was Bobby Kelly.
Oh, it just sounds like you.
Kill yourself. Die.
It actually did sound like you.
It does sound like him, doesn't it?
Yeah, the kill yourself one more, though.
You shut the fuck up.
Fuck you.
We always know when it's you. You know what's funny? When you don't know it's you. Who was that? That wasn't me, was it? No. Who was that?
I've been becoming more aware of how terrible my voice is because of the Snapchats that I do.
I was about to say, don't you realize it when you see Snapchat?
And, yeah, and now I do. And I'm like, me and Marco had this whole discussion while you guys were outside. And I'm like, Marco, it's getting worse, right? And he's like, Missy, it's just bad. And I'm like, but it's getting worse. And he's like, just embrace it, Missy. And I'm like, but it's getting worse. And you never answered my question. You were just like, embrace it. It sucks. It's horrible. Just deal with
it. I never said that. It's horrible. I said, embrace it. Use it.
Yeah.
Get a job doing cancer ads or something.
Oh, I give a fuck some local tries and gets cancer. Cry me a fucking river.
Oh,
Jesus
God.
Christ. That's great.
Yeah, so.
I have cancer.
I need to quit smoking.
I don't think that's going to help you.
Yeah,
at this point.
It's too late for that.
Yeah, you're too far gone. You need a robotic throat cord, as you would put it.
I don't want that.
Could you imagine if they had like an implant where she can get one and she'll sound like, you know,
sexy. A woman?
She'll sound like a Jessica Rabbit.
That would be cool.
Our show would be the most popular show in the world.
No, we're stuck with this.
Yeah, your voice is what's holding us back.
Yeah.
God it's like, damn my voice.
Yeah, it's like, it's the show should be called Three Fat Guys and a Truck Driver.
You're a whore with more cleavage than talent.
Whoa.
Why does it always gotta go there? All right. God damn it.
Her favorite show is The Voice.
Bastards.
Oh, come on!
I can't imagine you have phone sex with your man or
absolutely
men.
Absolutely not. No. I've never had phone sex in my life. No.
Because he would have to be like the best actor in the world. He'd have to sit there and play it off like he's doing something.
Lose his heart on in a second.
Really, he's not. He's not doing. He's probably like just writing shit down or like playing on his phone. Oh, that feels good. That feels real good.
I am totally flaccid, but thank you anyway, ma'am. I appreciate your time.
He's just like, so what are you wearing?
A sweater.
A Christmas sweater.
Oh my gosh.
What color's your underwear? What's brown now?
Thank you.
You should do voiceovers for cartoons, man.
I want to.
You'd be great. You'd be like the if it was like if it was like a kid's cartoon with like, you know, animals and stuff, you could be like the voice of the bison or something.
Bison?
I don't know, some,
or like an elephant?
Some big, not so much an elephant. It's just some big like furry animal, you know. Nice. You could be like the bear.
I could be a bear?
Yeah, you could be a bear.
Be like the mama bear.
No,
more like Papa Bear.
I would be a transgender.
Transgender bear?
A transgender bear.
That's it. That's the name of your cartoon. Trans-Jennifer.
Trans-Jennifer. Trans-Jennifer, the bear. Yeah. God.
Then on those, like, real bad winter days where you're really, like, you know, phlegmy. You're able to hear it.
No. I feel like I haven't been phlegmy in a while. I just feel like it's getting scratchier.
It's just, like, some days it's, like, dry, and some days it's fluid. It's like very, you know.
I feel like the fluey days are better.
No,
the dry days are better?
Yeah, because we don't have to hear the gargle. What sounds like fucking.
I just
like,
want to take a shop vac and stick it down your throat. Yeah. And just shop vac all the fucking phlegm out.
Yeah, because it's
sometimes. And hear how you really sound.
It sounds like you just drank a bunch of mussels or something.
Yeah.
Like you have like just
mussels, semen.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really nasty. You can hear it in the audio. It's like, ooh. You know, but when it's dry.
Maybe I'll come back with a different voice.
But when it's dry,
maybe I'm
going
to work on it.
How can you work on it?
I don't know.
I've asked you in the past to do a different voice just to see if you can do it. And you wouldn't do it or you couldn't do it.
I probably just didn't think I could do it. But I really am not liking
my
voice.
As I said, like try to sound like a younger girl.
Yeah, I'm really not liking my voice anymore. So I'm going to practice because the Snapchat is making me fucking super aware.
Yeah, especially, I bet you when you're watching your Snapchats, like when you're drunk, it's probably like 100 times worse.
It's worse.
Yeah, because when you're drunk, you sound like almost evil.
Come, give me kisses.
No, that's actually more feminine than what she sounds like. She's more like, come, give me kisses. Now give me a rim job.
That's what I'm going to do in our little time off. I'm going to come back with a different voice.
Yeah, that would probably be a good thing.
Start by spitting, not swallowing.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
There you go. Trying to help you out.
This actually is what you sound like sometimes. This is her gargling in the morning.
Just show me your fucking beans. Now clean my brown eye.
Oh my gosh.
I bet you if your pussy had a voice, that's what it would be.
Oh, that sucks.
Just punch the tip and twist it. Who dares into my den?
That would be kind of funny though if Missy had like an on-air voice.
There's some people that do that.
I know so many people.
Yeah,
that
there's a
do
lot
that.
Of people that do yeah. that that don't sound that way in like real life and you know off air. I mean,
I know.
And it's just like, wow, that's so crazy. I would have never guessed that was you.
I know. I got to work on it. I'm gonna talk to some people, see what I can do.
Yeah, like you can talk to like a voice coach or something.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing it.
I think you should.
I think I should too.
As a matter of fact, next time we come back. Different voice.
All right, that's cool.
We'll even say that you're not here. We have a new guest.
I feel like I'm always going to sound like me, though.
Yeah, you are. It's yeah. always
you're always going to say something stupid too. So everybody's going to,
of course,
just going to give it away.
Like that smoke monster from Lost.
If you like know what I was talking about, it was perfect.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't change your voice. You probably will just sound like a tranny.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
If you try to sound like a female,
you will probably sound like a tranny mm-hmm. who's trying to sound like a female.
I think I'm gonna try.
Some Hi guys.
Welcome to the Jersey Jack Show.
I'm Missy. It's Chris. It's Marco. And Paul. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We're there. And Facebook.
Oh, and my God.
You can see me on Snapchat.
Yeah, if anybody has Snapchat, Fun Size Bitty.
Fun Uh-oh. Size Bitty?
Yeah.
I might just join it just for that.
That could be opening up a lot.
My Snapchats are hilarious. Aren't they, Marco?
No. He played a couple, and I told him to shut them off.
No, they're funny.
No, they're not.
Not I mean, all of them,
it's
but...
It's like Vietnam for me.
It's predictable.
I can't deal with it.
Most what does that mean?
It brings me back to bad memories.
Oh, God.
Bad memories. All right, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a few.
Peace, fucker.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.